Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, wrapping up a five-year project to grow switchgrass as a complementary energy plant fuel. Researchers say while not unfolding as some may have envisioned, UK Extension forage specialist Ray Smith says it was a success on several levels. First, some background.
The switchgrass project that we've been working on, actually starting back in 2007, a collaborative venture between East Kentucky Power. The main funding came from the Ag Development Fund and University of Kentucky, and all of this was channeled through the Kentucky Forage and Grassland Council. The initial goal was to look at the potential for producing switchgrass for biomass, for using that to burn at the power plant, and not just looking at the potential, but working with growers to be able to plant it, to manage it, to grow it, to harvest it, to take it to the power plant.
But current economics of low coal and natural gas prices make switchgrass biomass for energy production non-competitive. Still, other parts of the research work do move things forward.
The latest part of that project that we've just completed in the last 2 years was developing a mobile pelleting unit or briquetting unit to densify the switchgrass so that it would be in a very convenient form to be used at the power plant or to be used in other settings, much easier to transport if it's compressed than if it's in large round or square bales.
When another possible direction for switchgrass biomass arises, this part of the puzzle is already solved. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Kenny Wallace. I come from a family of race car drivers. You can find my brothers Rusty, Mike, my nephew Steven, and me at racetracks everywhere. I've learned I have something in common with American farmers. Family. Just like family is important in my sport, family is important to farmers. More than 95% of the corn we grow across America is grown by family farmers. I've visited farms. I've seen families working together, doing their jobs so we can do ours. Family farmers. They're protecting the environment, filling our pantries, and constantly finding ways to do things better.
The news release on this switchgrass research project from UK had as its lead Project to Success. Forage specialist Ray Smith says it was, as farmers in northern Kentucky successfully grew it and managed it and eventually harvested it, but this time not for biomass.
We've known that switchgrass as a native warm season grass is a very useful crop to grow as a forage crop for summer production. Low inputs, high yields, very drought tolerant.
And with the drought looming and the project closing, officials cleared farmers to use the crop for their livestock.
They saw tremendous production during a drought year, and in feeding their animals over this winter, they saw good gains on animals with hay that they had harvested in the summer. That's a really bright spot.
In fact, that potential will be the topic of a related field day this evening, hosted by NRCS in Bracken County. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.